Ladies and gentlemen, the time has come to put on your stereo headphones or turn on your speakers. You're about to experience an RPG MP3.com presentation recorded at Enigma's Game Store, Houston, in binaural surround sound. Thank you for your time.
Welcome, brave listener. Pull up a chair and hark well to tales of high adventure. Of elves and wizards, of great deeds and...
But they're only level...
Two.
Okay. Welcome, humble listener. Enter here and be welcome. You have arrived at a fortuitous time. You are privy to the origin of heroes, of brave souls destined for greatness, who will blaze the...
How do you know?
How do I know what?
How do you know that they're destined for great things? They might all die or be eaten by an ogre or something.
Well, I suppose you're right. Welcome, gentle listener. You are about to follow the adventures of a group of young, unseasoned travellers. Together, they will face monumental challenges and insurmountable odds. Will they succeed? No one knows. If they do not, the very universe itself could be in peril when fire rains down.
Excuse me. Sorry and all, but you're at it again. How do you know the challenges are going to be monumental and insurmountable? What's this rubbish about the universe? Surely they're just some folks who are just going to go out and kill some low-level stuff and hopefully they will get enough XP to get some decent skills and spells and maybe, just maybe, they might find some sort of plot that they will be all these things you're saying. Or maybe they will be rubbish and die. Or perhaps they will just quit altogether and open a nice little inn with good beer or crap beer. Who can say? And...
All right. How about we just say it like this? Welcome, eager... Welcome, listener, to a new presentation from RPGMP3.com, recorded at Enigma's Game Store in Houston. Join us as a new group of travellers set out to face unknown danger and perhaps make a mark for themselves. Listen, if you will, to this homebrew tale of possible adventure. Listen to The Labour of Love. Is that all right?
It was all right, I suppose. So what happened this time?
I've no idea. Everything seemed to be going so well. The recorder was recording, the players were playing, the weird bald head in the casserole dish was, well, being a weird bald head in a casserole dish. It was all going so well. Then I got home and went to listen to it. And all that was there was an enormous file of random clicks and pops. And I'm suspecting that there was some connection issue between the weird head and the recorder. Makes me sad.
Well, it's not too bad. You could just record a narrative version of it and release it at the same time as Session 6. I'm sure no one would mind. I mean, how many times has this kind of thing happened?
Well, this would be the second time for us. I suppose a narrative version would be okay. Though I can't shout like Ragnar Hellstrom! And I'm nowhere near as stupid as Grogan. Perhaps it was him playing with the recorder.
I'm sure he didn't touch it. It would probably scare the willies out of him. So, where did the session start?
Well, they started in a room filled with weapons and armour. Black leather armour, and whips and flails and stuff. Very odd it was. Perhaps they were for special temple rituals and all. They'd rested overnight after barricading the door to let the cleric do some healing. And through the night, Milo heard the goblins up to something in the corridor. They seemed to be barricading the big double doors and then left. He didn't wake the party as he was afraid Bardock might kill him and waited until morning to tell them.
Was Bardock mad?
Not as mad as if he'd been woken up in the middle of the night to tell him that there were goblins outside doing some home improvement work.
Funny. What were they actually doing?
Well... when the party went to look, it appeared that the goblins had been taking down some of the barricades and had used it to bolster the door. They tried the door, but it was well and truly jammed shut.
So where did they go?
They decided to leave it, carry on down the corridor. Lucky Milo managed to spot the tripwire across the corridor before he stepped on it. He managed to disable the crossbow at the far end, and Drew took it as a ranged weapon for when he ran out of spells.
Is Drew one of the elven wizards?
Yeah, he's the golden elf one. the one who has all the sleep and charm spells. The other is Merville. He's more of a force mage. They're quite similar, but I see some interesting developments on the horizon. Some interesting things indeed.
Well, yes, that's lovely. What happened next?
They carried on down the corridor and investigated the first room on the left, which was unlocked by Milo. Inside was a musty old room and a few skeletons that rose up as they entered. They were easily dispatched by the power of Moradin, who saw fit to blow them to bits.
Wow, that's so cool. Moradin must really hate the undead. I guess that was a pretty quick fight then.
Yeah, it was pretty quick. And not much of a fight, really. The undead are bad against a decent cleric. I remember Rollmaster Undead. They were undead to be scared of. Get within 10 feet of one and you start to take cold criticals. They were much better than the wimpy, scrawny...
Okay. They blew up the skeletons. Where next?
They moved on to the next door, which led to something of a larder, filled with hanging meat of a variety of creatures, some of which were disturbingly humanoid. The party listened to an eastern door and heard goblins on the other side and the sound of meat being chopped.
I guess it was a goblin kitchen where they were cooking people and stuff. How horrible. I hope the party beat up that goblin chef and made sure he never seasoned another halfling again.
Well, actually, the party did burst into the room. Grogan charged the little goblin opposite the door, who was wearing an apron and a little hat, but failed to see the huge ogre chef behind him. He was charged in the back by the ogre and another goblin, and the fight looked pretty bad. If it was not for the rest of the party getting stuck in, it might have been very, very bad for him.
So who killed the ogre in the end?
Well, it was kind of a team effort, but to be honest, the killing blow went to Hoyce, the chain fighter.
Bet Sharia liked that.
Yeah, she thinks he's great. Best fighter in the world. She got all gooey again, felt him up a bit while the party searched the room.
What did they find?
Well, besides the door leading further east, Drew found a secret door on the southern wall, which Milo was able to open. It led to some kind of goblin barracks, where they jumped and easily dispatched 6 goblin guards. Wilhelmina even charged in on her dog and killed a few.
Wow, they must really be getting tired of blasting through goblins. They're hardly even a challenge for them, the group is so big.
I have to say, that's pretty true. Merville and Bardock were standing back and chatting with Sharia and Xenatos, while the rest of the party were killing off goblins.
Oh, how is Xenatos? He seemed to be getting a bit sick towards the end of the last session. Has he been poisoned?
Well, not exactly. He was starting to feel even worse. He's relying on his cane to walk and he's coughing a lot. The party have started to notice something is wrong, but I'm not really sure they like him all that much, to be honest.
Okay, was that it?
Oh no, the party decided to have a listen at the eastern door from the kitchen and heard the sounds of whipping and whimpering. They burst in and saw an orc in leather armour wielding a scourge. He was whipping the skin off the back of a halfling who just died as the party entered. The corridor was quite narrow, only 5 feet wide, with doors all along the sides.
So I assume they all ran into fight?
Yeah, the fighters went in and so did Milo. Milo managed to get himself in between Grogan and the orc. He started to take a bit of a beating. Made worse when Hoyce threw a javelin down the corridor and skewered him in the back. Grogan pulled it out and Milo finally tumbled to safety. Wilhelmina summoned 2 wolves in the fight, which was very long due to the orc's ability to dodge a lot of attacks coming at him, as well as the limited space the party had to fight.
But they killed him in the end?
Yeah, he died, and they opened some of the cells and found a naked dwarf in one, beaten and broken. He looked like he'd had his limbs smashed with a sledgehammer. Bardock healed him up and he introduced himself as Brondor Bronzebeard. He told a tale which was very disturbing, something about being forced to commit carnal acts with a fat goblin in the centre of the temple, and then being given the orc jailer who had proceeded to torture him and bugger him.
Ew! What with? Was he okay?
Well, with the handle of the sledgehammer for one, and yes, he seemed fine, though he was heading for revenge on the goblins at all costs, to let the party have a new friend even if he is a little bit mad.
Was that it then?
Yeah, that was about it, to be honest. They found a bit of gold and a few items of value, nothing amazing. The game wound down with a roundup of XP as normal, and everyone seemed pretty happy. Looks like we may have to do a bit of rearranging for the next session to try and get a bit better sound quality.
Cool. I love the binaural recordings. I think they're ace. It's like Ragnar is jumping out behind you and yelling.
Yeah, we might have to gag Ragnar or sit him in the car park or something.
He might look pretty funny sitting on his pipe organ in the car park.
Yes. Yes, I suppose he would.